Good morning, and welcome to today's MAXCOM Telecommunications second quarter 2019 earnings conference call. At this time, all participants are in listen-only mode. We remind you that today's conference is being recorded. If you have any questions or if you have any objections, you may disconnect at this time. After this presentation, we will conduct a question-and-answer session. Before we begin, let me say that information expressed or implied during the conference may include forward-looking statements that involve risks or uncertainties. Words such as estimate, project, plan, believe, expect, anticipate, intend, and other similar expressions may identify such forward-looking statements. The company wants to caution listeners that any forward-looking statements in this call or made by the company's management involve risks or uncertainties that may change based on various important factors not under the control of the company. These forward-looking statements represent the company's judgment at this time for the call. The company disclaims, however, any intent or obligation to update this forward-looking statement. It is now my pleasure to turn this conference over to Mr. Eric Gonzalez-Lorena, the Chief Financial Officer of the company. You may begin.
Thank you, Chantelle. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to our quarterly conference call to discuss MAXCOM operating and financial results for the quarter that ended June 30th, 2019. Today, here with me on the call are Lauro Cantú, Chief Executive Officer, Alejandro Lombardo, Telmex Executive Director, and Rodrigo Wright, our Head of Investor Relations. As you know, this call is being recorded, and a playback will be available later today. Our earnings release was already distributed, and now it's posted in our website. As already mentioned, the information expressed or implied during the conference may include forward-looking statements, and these are subject to risks and uncertainties that may cause actual results to differ from the statements made today. Now, I leave you with our CEO, Mr. Lauro Cantú.
Thank you, Eric. Good morning, and welcome, everyone. Thanks for being here with us attending this quarterly call. This time, I would like to start by sketching an overview of what MAXCOM has been facing in regards to the macroeconomic environment and its impact on the telecommunications sector. Just recently, several analysts and credit institutions have adjusted downwards the growth estimates for the Mexican economy. As an example, the International Monetary Fund adjusted the growth expectation for the Mexican economy to 0.9%, coming from 1.6% estimated on April this year and 2% estimated at the end of last year. The recent slowdown in foreign investment and the lack of confidence in the government's ability to guarantee the necessary conditions for economic stability to prevail have fostered certain risk factors and increased the scarcity and cost of the financial resources. On the other hand, and without going into much detail, we have also seen how the IPC index of the telecommunication sector has weakened in the last 18 months, decreasing from 980 points in January 2018 to 722 points in June 2019, which represents a significant drop. As proof of the aforementioned, share prices of different telecommunication players have significantly decreased during this period, being MAXCOM shares part of this sample. Today, 6 years after the announcement of the telecommunication reform, a series of mergers and acquisitions have taken place in the market, leading to a re-accommodation of key players within the market and, in turn, promoting greater competition. However, despite of higher supply and improvement in prices, during the first half of 2019, Mexican companies have put on hold a significant part of their investments related to technological and telecommunication services, due in part to this short-term uncertainty and that I was talking about previously, but also due to the severe impact that the different austerity programs from the federal government in regards to expense control have had on several industries, among them the telecommunication industry. Adding to all above factors, telecom analysts has released some studies about the estimated growth for the telecommunication Mexican market for 2019 and visualized a decrease of 1.9% in the legacy telecommunication service market. Over the previous months, the company has faced significant challenges that have caused our growth to halt, contributing to a deterioration of our key performance metrics. However, our management team keeps executing the transformation plan that was drawn up since my arrival, and with which we will narrow the current gap and ultimately achieve our revenue targets in the months to come. As mentioned in previous calls, Maxcom was in the process of analyzing different alternatives to address the future maturity of its debt of senior notes due in June 2020. The result was the launching of an exchange offer just over a month ago. Later on the call, Eric will share the details of the offering and the overall status of the process. I must highlight that the offering was devised in collaboration with several holders of the 2013 notes who assisted in developing the proposal and who considered the transaction fair and reasonable in light of the current market environment and given Mexican circumstances. As part of this restructuring process of the notes, which we are currently going through, we have taken some actions such as the company decided to suspend the payment of interest accrued in the first half of the year to June 15, 2019. The interest amount to $4.1 million. On July 17, 2019, Maxcom published a relevant event to communicate its commitment to pay all the interest due on the notes once the restructuring process is completed successfully. The company carried out an unwind of the coverage that it had contracted to a cross-currency swap to cover the interest of the step-up senior notes 2020 for a notional amount of $70 million, maturing on June 15, 2020. Now, I will share with you other relevant events of the quarter. On June 28, IFT, the Mexican Telecommunication Authority, signed a resolution regarding the extension of the validity of the 7 concessions to use, make the most and exploit radio frequency spectrum band. As part of the consideration, Maxcom will pay the amount of 196.5 million pesos, and this amount has to be updated according to the National Consumer Inflation Index at the time the payment is made. This payment is scheduled for September 30, 2019. As part of the restructuring process and subject to the votes being obtained in order to carry out the debt restructuring on July 3, 2019, by means of the ordinary general shareholders meeting. An increase in the equity of the company was approved for an amount of 300 million pesos through the issuance of 120 million common shares nominative without expression of face value, Series A, Class 2, representing the variable part of the capital stock at a subscription price of 2.50 pesos. Now let me share with you the strategic and operational improvements related to our performance for this reported quarter. In the enterprise business unit, derived from the aforementioned, commercial revenue for this quarter was 206 million pesos, which represents 56% of the company's total income. This represents a decrease of 6 percentage points within the revenue mix, explained by the increase in revenues from our wholesale business unit. Nevertheless, new fixed monthly recurring revenue shows a slight improvement coming from 976,000 pesos of first quarter of 19 to 1.36 million pesos in this reporting quarter. It is worth mentioning that Maxcom was particularly affected by the government austerity measures, as the company suffered loss of revenue coming from the Mexico Conectado program, which contract was terminated on April 2019, reducing our monthly recurring revenue stream. We remain confident that the government will reactivate these and other programs in the months to come, as internet connectivity is a main priority in the government's agenda. We keep working constantly in enhancing our commercial process, from the prospecting and closing to the delivery of the services. As a result of this, we have added new names to our customer base. Some of these companies are from financial sector, food and transformation industry, among others. This effort will translate into 4 million pesos of new monthly recurring revenue to be billed during the third quarter, together with the other client acquisitions to be completed during July and August. Maxcom also reduced significantly the negative impact of billing adjustments, reducing 14% during the second quarter of 19 compared with previous quarters. Relating to the international B2B segment, Maxcom continues with an uptrend of 3% on a sequential basis. It is worth remembering that the growth of previous quarters was around 4%. On a year-over-year basis, the growing was substantially being 18% against the same quarter of 2018. As I already mentioned in other calls, these kind of businesses are a fundamental part of our commercial strategy. And last but not least, we are working in the digitalization of the acquisition process of customers and on quality assurance in order to strengthen customer experience and improve operational capabilities. According to the established process of reviewing the cost and expense structure continuously, Maxcom achieved a reduction in the payroll expense, which came from 56.3 million pesos reported in the first quarter 2019 to 52.6 million pesos in this reporting quarter. This effect is a direct consequence of a headcount reduction from 341 employees at the end of the previous quarter to 326 employees at the end of this reported quarter. On the other hand, a quick update of the other business units. The retail arena, Maxcom continues serving an installed base of around 32,000 residential customers in Mexico, metropolitan area, and San Luis Potosí, which generated 27 million pesos during the quarter and represented 7% of all the revenues reported during second quarter of 2019. Direct contribution margin of the business unit totaled 54.7%. In cumulative basis, for the first half of 2019, the revenues earned 56.3 million pesos. All the mentioned figures have been in line with our wind-down plan. As already mentioned in previous calls, we have decided to extend the closing of this business unit to the end of 2019. Maxcom expects an additional EBITDA contribution of 35 million pesos coming from this extension. Regarding wholesale, voice termination, as part of the reactivation of this business unit, revenue increased 122 million when compared to the same quarter of 2018, which represents 2013% growth. On a sequential basis, the increase was 16%, which total revenue for the quarter amounted to 128 million pesos. Regarding Celmax, during this quarter, our MBNA generated negative EBITDA by 10 million pesos, which represents a reduction of 3 million pesos or 22% compared with the same quarter of last year. Sequentially, the improvement was of 43% when compared to the 70 million pesos negative EBITDA for first quarter 2019. Total subscribers at the end of second quarter 2019 amounted to 29,384, which represents an increase of 65% compared to the same period of previous year and a reduction of 8% on sequential basis. The reduction was mainly due to our cleaning of the lines used by our MVNA customer. Additionally, in an effort to strengthen the capital structure of the company and consolidate its operation as an enabler of cellular services on June 21st, 2019, the shareholders meeting approved a capital increase by 10 million pesos. Maxcom has expressed its decision not to participate of the capital increase. As a consequence, the total ownership percentage of the minority shareholder will increase to 59%, and Maxcom's will decrease to 41%. This will imply that Maxcom will no longer have control over Celmax, and thus will cease to consolidate Celmax in the financial statement as of third quarter of 2019. Thank you again for your time. Now I will turn the call again to Mr. Gonzalez, our CFO.
Thank you, Lauro. Let me start by sharing with you the highlights of Maxcom restructuring process. On June 17, the company announced its exchange offer. Any and all of its step of zero notes due in 2020 will be interchanged for cash. Its new 8% junior secure notes due 2024 and its junior payment in kind notes. On the same day, the company announced a solicitation of votes for a prepackaged Chapter 11 reorganization plan, which, if made effective, would have substantially the same result as the offer. The current aggregate principal amount of the 2013 notes outstanding is $103.4 million, and the maximum aggregate principal amount of the senior notes and the junior PIK notes that will be issued in connection with the exchange offer is $56.8 million and $10.3 million, respectively. Maxim has held discussions with several holders of the 2013 notes who assisted in developing the proposal and who consider the transaction fair and reasonable in light of the current market environment and given Maxim's particular circumstances. At the time of the launch of the offer, as we have previously mentioned in our press release, holders of more than 30% of the 2013 notes had already indicated that they would vote in favor of the transaction. As part of the restructuring process of the note, the company decided to suspend the payment of interest accrued in the first half of the year through June 15, 2019. This interest amounts to $4.1 million, which will be paid once said process is completed. In this regard, on July 17, 2019, Maxcom published a relevant event to communicate its commitment to pay all the interest due on the notes once the restructuring process is completely successful. Additional to the relevant event previously mentioned, the company communicated through another press release several changes to the offer in order to address concerns expressed by some holders. The improvements made to the offer are extension of the term of the offer and the date of participation to obtain the premium for early participation, changing the applicable currency of the junior PIC notes from Mexican pesos to U.S. dollars, increasing the cash payout of the junior payment in kind notes via greater sharing of the equity upside in certain circumstances, and the removal of the company's optional redemption right with respect to the junior PIC notes. In other relevant matters, with respect to the lease agreement signed between the Federal Electricity Commission and Telereunion SARSB, dated June 23, 1999, for the use and behoof of the leased parts within the coverage route of the Federal Electricity Commission that would allow Telereunion to install fiber optic cable on the mentioned coverage route for the construction of part of the public telecommunications network with a term of 20 years extendable automatically and tacitly for 10 more years, Maxcom informs that, as previously communicated, Maxcom filed an ordinary civil lawsuit before the federal courts in which the fourth fulfillment of the lease agreement is claimed and consequently the aforementioned additional term, which was admitted by means of an admission agreement dated June 21, 2019, which was notified on June 24. In the aforementioned procedure, Maxcom was granted a precautionary measure so that the lease agreement takes full effect and continues to operate. This measure will be enforced for 12 months or for the duration of the trial. On July 19, the company was notified of the complaint response and counterclaim of the CFE. Maxcom has until Thursday, July 25, to submit the procedural exceptions to CFE complaint response, and furthermore, has until August the second to submit its response to the CFE counterclaim. The company considers that it has a right to the automatic term extension previously agreed and that it meets all the conditions for that effect. However, in the event that in the civil trial it is determined that the company did not comply with the obligations for the automatic additional term, there is a risk that the new conditions will be imposed for the new lease of the current lease part of the road indicated above, which could have a higher unquantifiable cost for the company. Maxcom will continue to carry out the necessary actions to guarantee continuity in the provision of public telecommunication services of general interest so that its users have reliable and quality service. Now, regarding the company's appeal made to Prodecon in March 2019, in order to reach a conclusive agreement through the administrative law ratifying the position of the company with respect to the official letter of observations for the 2015 fiscal year review conducted by the SAT, on July 4, 2019, Prodecon notified the company of the SAT's reply letter, in which, although it implicitly acknowledged the existence and traceability of the long-distance transactions that were originally observed, it denies Maxcom the request for a conclusive agreement and communicates the amount of the possible tax credit that the company would have to settle for the 2015 fiscal year in case of not being able to distort SAT's observations, which amounts to 426 million pesos, including charges, fees, and updates. Maxcom has a period of 10 days to declare its applicable rights. The company is preparing its response and analyzing, together with its advisors, the different administrative and contingent alternatives available. Now let me give you some details about the financial performance of the company for this quarter. Gross profit margin for the quarter was 42%, 22 percentage points below margin recorded in the same quarter of 2018. Compared to the previous quarter, gross profit margin decreased 3 percentage points. Those decreases are mainly explained by the increasing traffic associated with the wholesale business unit. EBITDA for the quarter totaled 58 million pesos, 67% less than the EBITDA reported in the same period of the previous year. This variation is a mix of the following events and effects. One, the non-recurring revenue generated in the second quarter of last year due to the sale and leaseback transaction. And two, the reclassification of costs and expenses associated with IFRS 16 accounting standard adoption, which accounted for a net EBITDA increase of 37 million pesos in line with the figure reported in the previous quarter. Excluding the sale and leaseback transaction, EBITDA for the quarter presented a decrease of 30 million, mainly due to the wind down process of our residential business unit. Sequentially, EBITDA presented a decrease of 20% of 15 million pesos. Excluding IFRS 16 accounting effect, the decrease was the same as and is explained by the strategic sale of surplus capacity in our fiber optic infrastructure recorded last quarter. Net loss for the quarter totaled 93 million pesos, which compares negatively with the net loss of 58 million pesos posted in the same quarter of 2018. Excluding losses from Celmax, Maxcom generated a net loss of 91 million pesos for this reporting quarter. Now let me share with you the most important variations in our financial statement. Cash position of the company was 397 million pesos, 5% below the 418 million pesos registered at the end of the previous quarter. This amount still includes 28 million pesos of restricted cash. Customer accounts receivable increased 52.1% or 104 million pesos on a sequential basis, mainly due to an increase in the wholesale accounts receivable and the billing of the second payment associated with the identifiable right of use of frequencies that we closed during the fourth quarter of 2018. The value-added tax account decreased in 18 million pesos, totaling 41 million pesos for this reporting quarter. As mentioned in previous reports, the company expects to be able to collect the outstanding balance over the following months. Accounts payable totaled 270 million pesos for the quarter ending June 30, 2019, which represents an increase of 9% or 22 million pesos on a sequential basis. The outstanding amount of the step-up senior notes 2020 at the end of this quarter remains at $103.4 million. It is important to remark that the value of the notes reported in the balance sheet is expressed under IFRS accounting standards and therefore does not reflect the face value of the notes. As already mentioned, the company is in the process of restructuring its debt. The purpose of the exchange offer and the plan solicitation is to reduce leverage, fund the necessary capital expenditures, and continue its operations in a competitive manner. If successful, the financial restructuring will allow the company to have a better general debt profile and reduce its financial burden. On June 17, 2019, Maxcom carried out an unwind of the cross-currency swap that was contracted for the hedge of the step-up senior notes 2020 coupons with a notional amount
of $17 million and maturity until June 15, 2020. The net effect of the transaction was a return of $1.4 million of independent amount and collateral. Moving on to the profit and loss statement, total revenue for the quarter ending June 3, 2019 were 366 million pesos, a decrease of 24% when compared to the 480 million pesos registered in the second quarter last year. The decrease is explained by the non-recurring revenue that came from the sale of 72 telecommunication towers recorded in the second quarter of 2018. If we do not consider this extraordinary revenue, maximum revenue increase on a year-over-year basis was 29%. On a sequential basis, total revenue registered a decrease of 12 million pesos or 3%. This decrease is mainly due to the extraordinary sale of fiber optic access capacity recorded in the previous quarter. With respect to our residential business unit, revenue totaled 27 million pesos for the quarter, a decrease of 9% on a sequential basis. At this quarter, we still operate 32 clusters in Mexico and San Luis Potosí, and we serve around 32,000 customers. As a reminder, the shutting down of this business unit was extended for December 2019, given the better than expected performance of our remaining customer base. Regarding costs and expenses, network operating costs for the quarter increased 24%, totaling 214 million pesos on a year-over-year basis. This amount compares unfavorably with the 173 million pesos reported in the same quarter of 2018. The increase is mainly explained by the cost of traffic associated with the wholesale revenue that totaled 120 million pesos for this reporting quarter. Excluding wholesale associated costs, network operating costs decreased 46% on a year-over-year basis, reflecting the company's efforts to improve profitability. Gross profit for the quarter was 162 million pesos, 51% below the gross profit reported during the same period of last year. On a sequential basis, gross profit margin declined 11%, mainly derived from the growth of the wholesale operation. Sales, general, and administrative expenses totaled 94 million pesos, 27% below 128 million pesos registered in the same quarter of last year. On a sequential basis, expenses decreased 5%. The decrease in expenses relate to the execution of several efficiencies associated with consultants and fees, payroll, electricity, and software maintenance, together with the effect of IFRS 16 adoption. Excluding this effect, sales and administration expenses decreased 25 million pesos or 20% compared to the same quarter of last year. On a sequential basis, it had a decrease of 4% or 5 million pesos. In addition, headcount at the end of this quarter totaled 326 employees, a decrease of 16% compared to the same period of 2018. The company keeps working in different initiatives to generate greater efficiencies. Depreciation and amortization totaled 104 million pesos during the quarter, in line with the figure reported in the previous quarter. In comparison with the second quarter of 2018, these items suffer an increase of 46 million pesos, mainly associated with the IFRS 16 adoption effect. During the quarter, the company recorded a comprehensive financing loss of 40 million pesos, 75% less than the loss.
Excuse me, ladies and gentlemen, please give us one moment. Thank you for your patience in holding. Please give us one moment while we establish connection back to our speakers.
Thank you.
Again, ladies and gentlemen, thank you for your patience in holding. Please continue to remain holding on the line as we reconnect with our speakers. Thank you. Thank you for your patience in holding. Speakers, you're connected back in the conference.
Thank you, Chantal. Apologies for the inconvenience. We don't know what happened, but I'll continue. During the quarter, the company recorded a comprehensive financing loss of 40 million pesos, 75% less than the loss of 162 million pesos recorded last year. This is explained as a direct result of the appreciation of the Mexican peso during the quarter. Lastly, as I already mentioned, the company reported a net loss of 93 million pesos in this reporting quarter. The figure compares unfavorably with a net loss of 58 million pesos for the same quarter of 2018. Thank you very much for attending this call. I will now hand the call over to the operator for the Q&A session. Please bear in mind that the company will not be taking questions regarding the restructuring process we are currently going through. If you have any questions regarding the exchange offer or the restructuring process, we kindly ask you to contact Jim Harper at BCP directly. We will be posting his contact details in our website as soon as this call is finished. Therefore, I would kindly advise all the participants in this call to restrain your questions to the overall performance of the company for the quarter. Chantel, please proceed.
Thank you very much. Ladies and gentlemen, at this time, we would like to open the floor for questions. If you would like to ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypads now. Again, that is star 1 on your telephone keypad to ask a question. Again, as a reminder, if you would like to ask a question, please press star 1 on your touchtone phones now. Our first question will come from Juan Elorada, Moneta Asset Management.
Hi, Rodrigo. Hi, Leandro, how you guys are doing. Regarding the business, I was wondering if you are provisioning any bad result coming from, the tax issues that you had with the wholesale business in the past. It's our understanding that you guys restarted the business, and we wanted to know what tax implications and how that would affect the margin of the business in the future.
Hi, Juan. Thank you for your question. Yeah, let me explain. Regarding our potential contingency from past wholesale transactions, as I already explained in the call, we didn't receive the acceptance of the conclusive agreement from the SAT, but the response they gave us from our personal particular point of view gave us the reason in terms of the existence of the transactions, the materiality and the indispensability of these transactions for the company, which for us are key elements in case we ended up resolving this in a trial. So even though we don't want to end there, we feel very confident that we have all the support and elements to prove the existence and the deductibility of these transactions, and we feel
we still feel confident that we will be resolve this without any contingency for the company.
Okay, I see. May I ask a follow-up question? Regarding the size of the sales force, do you guys could tell us how much is the size of your current sales force?
Thank you for your question, Juan. This is Lauro. Including all the team that are in charge of sales, direct sales, pre-sales, post-sales, product development, we are 45 people.
And okay, that's a big increase from what you reported in 2018, I guess. So is that because of the launch of the wholesale operation?
No,
or
it's
just
not related. No. As part of the strategy, we are, as I mentioned before, we are working in our product portfolio and creating new products and services that allow us to implement initiatives in the cross-sale and upsell in our customer base, and also we're targeting very aggressively new customers, new logos. So that's the reason. Also, we implement an initiative of hunting and farming. So we have a special unit in charge of going for a, let's say, very well-targeted customers in the marketplace. That's the reason why.
Okay, that's aligned with the B2B customer growth that you exhibit so far. So, okay, thanks
okay.
for your thanks for your answer, guys.
Thank you, Juan.
Thank you very much. Once again, ladies and gentlemen, to ask a question, you may press star 1. Our next question will come from Roberto Vasquez, LW Investment Management.
Hello, good morning. I have one question about your forecast going and it's when do you expect to obtain an positive operating income excluding any extraordinary one-time event?
Hi, Roberto. This is Eric again. Unfortunately, we as you know, we and Laura explained in the call, we've been facing some negative results from the macroeconomic environment, and our particular performance have not been as solid as we've been expecting before. That obviously will have an impact in our future development going forward. So we although we are focusing on the monthly recurring revenue growth that we believe is the focus for the company going forward, we are still dependent on our non-recurrent and sort of extraordinary income transactions to achieve break even in terms of operating performance and cash flow. So our business plan going forward still includes the closing of this type of transactions in order for the company to be able to achieve break even.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you very much. Once again, ladies and gentlemen, if you would like to ask a question, you may press star 1 on your telephone keypad now. Again, that is star 1 to ask a question. At this time, we have no further questions in the queue, so I would like to turn this call over to management for any closing remarks.
Well, final remarks. We have an important challenge and a lot of homework to do in the following months. We feel confident that the cumulus of initiatives and diligent management of the team will allow us to achieve our goals, consolidating our commercial revenue stream and offsetting the revenue loss of other business units. We also believe that the bondholders will support MAXCOM to successfully complete its debt restructuring process, thus allowing the company to strengthen its capital structure and keep focus on the execution of the plan for the value creation for all its stakeholders, customers, and employees. Thank you very, very much again for attending this call.
Thank you very much. Ladies and gentlemen, at this time, this now concludes our conference. You may disconnect your phone lines and have a great rest of the week. Thank you.